I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We are broadcasting from our bureau in New York City, where Tell Me More launched this week on WNYC. We want to welcome our new listeners and introduce you to this regular feature. They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few Mocha Moms. We visit with members of this mother support group each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we want to talk about parenting in the big city. Cities like New York are known for major attractions, but also major temptations. How do you raise a kid to be safe, happy, and sane in the concrete jungle? Here to talk about that are Cheryl Nelson Grimes, New York State Coordinator of the Mocha Moms, Felicia Bradford, President of the Manhattan Mocha Moms, special guest mom, ABC News correspondent Juju Chang, also with us is Mocha Moms co-founder, a regular on this program, Jolene Ivey. She's a Maryland State Delegate and an honorary New York mom. She has one son here in college, and she had another performing on Broadway last year. Welcome, ladies, moms.
Hey, Michelle.
Thank you.
I may have mentioned, I don't know, about 70 or 80 times by now that I grew up in New York. But by the time I thought about being a mom, I have to say that I had an image in my mind about what being a mom would be like. That it's actually very different from the way I actually grew up. So I wanted to ask each of you, what's the best part about raising kids in New York and what's the worst? Cheryl?
The best I would have to say is accessibility to the arts. I'm a creative person, so, and my daughter is as well, and it's wonderful to go to Manhattan to visit all sorts of amazing stores where you can buy things that, growing up in Cleveland, I never knew even existed. And then aside from that, you know, the obvious theater, and I think that things like that, you don't really have access to things like that when you live outside of the city. I mean, even if you live close to the city, you still have access to it, but I mean, when you really live out in middle America.
Okay, so what's the worst?
The worst thing for me personally, I would say crowding. I've been here now for about 15 years, and it's just really starting to hit me. Never bothered me before, but, you know, when I would come into the city with a stroller, it would just sort of drive me berserk that, you know, there's so many people. People really, they don't mean any harm, but they can't really even see a stroller coming towards them.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest things to me.
Felicia, what about you? What's the best thing and the worst thing about raising a kid in New York?
I would have to agree with Cheryl, the arts and the parks in New York City.
Yes.
The best parks ever. And actually, the worst thing about raising kids in the city is carrying my stroller up the 10 flights of stairs in the subway. Other than that, I really love raising kids here.
But you're buff as a result.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking pretty good there.
I would have to say yes.
Juju, what about you?
For me, it's absolutely sort of the arts that's built in. When it snows, my kids, we had a family pass to the Natural History Museum. So on a snow day, they'd go and check out the dinosaurs. And it was like their sort of everyday activity. It didn't even occur to them that this is the kind of thing that most kids get a special treat maybe once a year, right? The worst part for me was the social pressure, because I think New Yorkers are very competitive. And I'm sure moms everywhere are competitive, but I would be swept up into things that I would swear a million times I wouldn't get swept up to, like the preschool sweepstakes. Like, I am not going to get swept up in the preschool. Which ones are you applying to? How do I get that application? I mean, it's insane how you get swept up into that vortex of New York City pressure.
How do you find it?
You know,
so play the win.
When you can't, yeah, when you can't beat them, join them, right? I mean, you know, I try to keep it in perspective. I literally had friends who like applied to 7 preschools, and I kept it to 3, which I thought was restraint. But you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. Hmm. It's impossible to sort of resist that pressure sometimes.
Jolene, I wanted to ask you: did you notice yourself having to develop different skills when you had one of your boys living up here? You're the mom of 5 boys, and when Julian got his role on Broadway in The Lion King, did you notice yourself having to develop different sort of parenting skills to deal with the new reality?
Well, the first thing isn't really a parenting skill. It's what Cheryl talked about with the crowding and what Felicia talked about with the subways. I mean, there were just too darn many people, and they're all on Times Square. I'm very convinced of that. And just getting across the street. So Julian actually learned faster than I did, because that's how kids are, how to get around. And I really took his lead. I mean, he was very unafraid of the streets or the subway or learning the subway route. And even now, I asked him yesterday, I said, now, what's the name of that park we used to go to near the theater? And he said, Bryant Park. I said, well, where is it? Well, I think it's at 42nd and 6th Avenue. How can he remember that?
That's intense.
Yeah. He's fabulous. But we used to love to go there, and, you know, so we'd have to sit on the periphery and look at the grass half the time because the grass would be closed, which is a very bizarre concept for me, that grass would be closed, or that we would think it was so cool to get to see grass that we would actually take an hour to sit and look at it.
This is something that we can talk about all day, and unfortunately we can't, but I've just got to ask. Cheryl, you're a clothing designer. Felicia, you're an actress. Juju, you're a network correspondent. Jolene, you're a state rep. None of these has a reputation for being particularly family-friendly occupations. So I have to ask a little bit about how you manage it all. Juju, if you'd start.
Well, you know, when you take the breast pump through security at the airport and you get stopped by the guy who's like, what kind of a, you know, device is this, you know, and then you have to like find a private room to pump, you know, and those kinds of things are really tough. And then there's the emotional sort of waving bye-bye to the baby. And as they get older, that wave, you know, evolves in a more difficult and less difficult way. And now I'm getting, you know, the boys are 7, 4, and 0, as they like to say, 8 months. And at 8 months, it's a different kind of pulling on your heart strings. At 8 years, they start saying to you, why aren't you at pickup? The other mommies are at pickup. You know, that kind of stuff. And so it's a constant juggle. I bring them in for lunch at work. I, you know, leave the office for an hour and disappear and go do pickup. I mean, those kinds of things are the only way you can catch as catch can, and the juggle continues.
Do you ever feel judged, though? Because you are all in professions that are very New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the kinds of things that people associate with New York. And Jolene, for you in Washington, you're a politician and a political leader. And so these are the things that people think are sort of glamorous. On the one hand, you're getting the pats on the back for being kind of glamorous. On the other hand, do you ever feel judged? Like people are saying, well, see, if you know, that's fine for you.
Right. For working moms, I could see why you couldn't be here. Mm-hmm. I feel judged on both sides. I feel judged at the office. I feel judged at the school. And I don't know that it's actually happening or if it's just me. But I think that the mommy wars in many ways are a figment of our imaginations. And yet they exist because of that. I feel like I give short shift at the office for sure. And I feel like senior producers are looking for me and I can't be found. You know, that's always scary. But on the other hand, you know, there are times when I feel like I'm not contributing to, you know, to the potluck for the parents' social or whatever it is. And it's a constant struggle.
Felicia, what about you?
You know, I'm really trying to not give myself very high expectations, because before, when I first started having kids, I started to think, okay, I'm going to be doing this, and that. And then when those things didn't happen, I start to really beat up on myself. And so I would say maybe a year and a half after my first son, I decided to take a step back. And if I can get him out the house once a week, I'm a great mom. Mm-hmm. If I can get food on the table at least 4 times a week, I'm an even better mom. And that's it. So all the other stuff I do is just really extra. Yeah, I just had to take the pressure off myself. And I'm like the type of person, I'm not really looking what other people are doing, because I notice that sometimes people will say things to you because they're really feeling those things about themselves. And, you know, or like just like what you were saying, Juju, sometimes people are like, oh, you know, your kid's not taking any classes this week. Well, no. You know, it's like so sometimes I feel like other mothers put things on us. So I just try to stay out of that.
And what about the other way? Do you ever feel like you're losing roles that you might otherwise get because people are worried that you're not going to be available or reliable?
You know, no. I actually feel like I'm better now that I'm a mother, because I can juggle so many things. As far as I was thinking about the breast pump laughing, I nurse my child in so many inappropriate situations, you know, doing so many inappropriate things. I remember being on the train, he's standing, and I nursed him till he was 3, and I was pregnant, and I'm trying to remember where this audition was. So I have my phone at the time looking at it, standing nursing. People on the train like, this woman's crazy. But I'm like, whatever. You know, this is what I have to do to get by. So, you know, I'm...
Wow.
Yeah. Go, Mom.
When I go places, I feel like I'm so much there now. Like, okay, I can get this done. You know, before I had a lot of self-doubt before being a mother. Now I'm like, whatever, I can do anything.
Okay.
Let's go.
Cheryl?
I'm kind of like, strangely, exactly in the middle of these two ladies. My career it certainly is not a family-friendly career. You know, not to say anything negative about my old boss. He was very, good to me in many ways, but literally the day after I told him I was pregnant, he called me in and said, how much time are you going to take? So, you know, that was sort of a real good setup into what it was going to be like to try to come back and not come back and stay till 7 o'clock at night. So basically, I stepped out. I stepped out of the industry altogether. I stayed home for a couple of years, and then I started freelancing last year. And that's kind of been my answer. It's not a perfect answer because I still struggle with, am I doing enough either way? I certainly absolutely know that I'm judged within the workforce because I'm sort of, you know, I took time off. How dare she? And then the second thing is when I did come back, I chose to come back freelance and I set up certain parameters. I said, I can't be here until 7 o'clock. This is the time I'm going to leave. But it's kind of a fit that works for me. But I know the other end of it, Juju, because now that my daughter's in school, it's, you know, there have been times where I'm up there volunteering because I'm freelancing. I have some flexibility. But then there are other times when I can't and I feel a little bit of pressure because the full-time moms who are at home can be up there all the time, you know, and so like there's a bake sale that I miss and my daughter, you didn't come to the bake sale. I'm like, but I was at the other thing last week. Cut me some slack. So it's just never, ever enough.
We'll cut you some slack. That's why we're here. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. And I'm speaking with Mocha Moms, Cheryl Nelson Grimes, Juju Chang, Felicia Bradford, and Jolene Ivy about raising kids in the city. I wanted to talk about safety. Jolene, your son Julian was on Broadway last year in The Lion King. You have another son in college. And we've talked in the past about the fact that your husband was traveling during 9/11. And so there's both those sort of local safety issues that everybody thinks about, and then there's kind of the meta national security issue that people think about, particularly people who live in capitals like New York, Washington, New York being a financial mm-hmm. capital. Talk to me, if you would, a little bit about safety. Do you worry?
Every mother worries about her children. That goes without saying. But you can't pack them up in cotton and leave them in a box. I mean, people have to grow up, and everybody grows up stronger when they have the chance to learn to be independent over time. You know, what concerns me more from a safety issue viewpoint is not terrorists. The thing I worry about are the people who I know and I trust who have access to my children. That's Absolutely. Who I worry about. I don't worry about terrorists. I don't worry about strangers on public transportation. I worry about the uncle that you might have known your whole life that you think's okay and then get your kid by themselves and something happens. That's mm-hmm. what I worry about.
I hear you, Jolene. But what about that whole, there are more strangers in New York than there are in a lot of other places, though. I mean, there just are. What about that? A couple of weeks ago, we spoke with Lenora Skenazy. She's a mom here in New York who got some attention because she let her 9-year-old son ride the subway alone. It was something he really wanted to do.
And he was fine.
Okay. Just wanted to ask, though, how do you...
Jolene's not defensive. Don't worry.
I'm not quite that.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
No. I just wanted
to ask this whole question of teaching kids independence. You know, we have this big thing because in my neighborhood, we have a bunch of kids who are all born at the same time, and I'm lucky to be part of that crew. And one of the things that the kids, they love walking to each other's houses by themselves. They think it's mm-hmm. such a big deal. And I have friends who grew up in the city who they were allowed to trick-or-treat alone as long as they stayed on their elevator line. Like, they had to stay on their elevator line. They couldn't move to another elevator bank and stuff like that. But are there just some...
We have, in our building, we have an elevator card that allows you to your floor and only your floor. But I've since learned that these young kids, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, can get programmed for other floors. So they can go to their buddy's house without mom and dad taking them. So that's not like a form of, you know... Manhattan independence.
Okay. Cheryl, right. You were going to say.
Yeah, I don't judge moms about what their sort of borders are as far as what they think is safe or not. But I have to admit, I don't think I would want my daughter on the subway by herself at 9 years old. Would something happen to her? Would she make it out okay? I'm sure she would. But there are just certain, you know, I think for me, probably preteen years feels a little better than me. But I don't know. I think some things when you're a parent, you have to sort of feel it as you go along. And I have a running, you know, I was the fourth of four daughters, and I always think that my mother was a little more lenient with me because the rest of them sort of like broke her in. And I only have one daughter, and part of my fear is holding on too tight. So I constantly try to make sure I don't. So it's just, I think you just have to feel your way through.
Senator Jolene.
I just wanted to ask now, down to our last couple of minutes, you know, New York, as I said, it's a tourist's dream. So I have to ask our New York mochas, what's the one thing you must see if you visit the Big Apple with kids?
This is Juju.
Well, depending on how old the kids are, I would either do Empire State Building if they're sort of younger, or, you know, if they're older, Staten Island Ferry / Statue of Liberty, obviously, is a big one, too. And then if you're a little more commercially minded, Times Square, sort of, you know, ESPN Zone. Ooh, did I make a commercial order? you know, that kind of stuff. Madame Tussauds. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Jolene, you did the tourist thing. You tell us, what was your favorite thing?
Actually, I didn't do a lot of tourism things because my kid was working. I mean, I hate to say it, but the poor 11-year-old boy was working a full-time job like a man. So it was my job as his mother to stay close to him. So I stayed on Times Square pretty much so he could get me. If he wanted a cup of tea, I'd bring him a cup of tea, you know. Mm-hmm. But that meant I didn't get to do a lot of touristy things myself. And for him, his big deal was he got to see Rent for Act Two. He got to see only Act Two because, of course, he was working during Act One. And they let him in to see Act Two without me having to pay as kind of a professional courtesy. And he's still talking about it. He thinks that was the coolest thing because he said, this is my first Broadway play. That's not The Lion King. He saw that one a few times. He loves it, though. Fabulous show.
Felicia, what about you?
The park on 59th Street, and is that Central Park South? That huge park, mm-hmm. It's water. They have something for all the kids. Yeah, if you come to New York City, you have to visit that park.
Yeah, we did do that. It is beautiful.
Cheryl, what about you?
Gosh, that's such a hard one for me, but I'm just going to go with the first thing that popped into my mind. It's not in Manhattan, but the Bronx Zoo. It's just really one of my favorite places in New York City altogether.
The Mocha Moms co-founder and Mocha Moms regular, Jolene Ivey. She joined us as usual in our Washington studio. Cheryl Nelson Grimes, coordinator of the New York State Mocha Moms. Felicia Bradford, president of the Manhattan Mocha Moms. Special guest mom, Juju Chang, correspondent for ABC News. They all joined me in our New York Bureau. Thanks, moms.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Michelle.
Thank you.
At Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. We'd like you to tell us more about your strategies for raising kids in challenging circumstances. Do you think it's tougher to raise kids in a big city or a small town? And what are some of the landmarks in your city that every child should see? We'd like to hear from you. So to tell us more and to see photos from our visit to the Big Apple, go to npr.org and click on the Tell Me More page. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522.